Mike and Mike and Woo Woo.
Come on, everybody. Here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Yo, Mike and Woo Woo, wake us up.
Fire.
Waking up Hampton Roads and worldwide on the radio.com app. It's Mike and Woo Woo in the morning on 94.9 The Point.
What are you taking a picture of me for?
I'm just posting you on Instagram to say he's back.
He's back. Yes, it's good to be back. What's going on? It's Mike and Woo. Feeling great. Everybody's doing great.
Mm.
Everybody's happy. Everybody's healthy. And it's October the 27th of 2020. That means Halloween's just a few days away.
We are 1 week away from Election Day, too.
I know. So yesterday, I was hanging around like the Food Lion mm-hmm. and the Rite Aid area, and there's a TJ Maxx in this Providence Shopping Center.
Yes.
I wanted to get some pumpkins from the pumpkin patch that was a Food Lion.
Mm-hmm.
$5 for a big pumpkin. You know, I usually go to the patch.
Yeah.
So expensive at the patch. I mean, I guess you're paying for the experience.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll move on. So we get the pumpkins, Marie and I, and there's a huge, huge line at the Treasury's office. Yeah.
To vote.
Early voting. I mean, it was a tremendous line. The line went all the way. Okay. The Treasury office is like around two corners, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then around those two corners is a thrift store and a TJ Maxx and big stores. Went right past him.
Wow.
Really, really long line.
You know, I was driving into work, and when I drive into work in the morning, I don't listen to FM radio because music, you know, I'm surrounded by it when I'm here.
Right.
So I listen to AM radio. So I listen to, like, news talk radio, and mm-hmm. I heard them say on the news talk station that this election, so far, historically, we have had more early voting since when Taft was in office. So I want to say since 1902, or it was 1908.
Cool.
But this is the biggest voter turnout we have seen in over 100 years.
And think about it. Back then, there was like 30 people on the planet.
I know.
So that's amazing.
It's crazy. It's really exciting. So we'll see what happens. We won't talk too much politics this morning. I do want to give a shout out to my sister if she's listening. Tomorrow, my sister it's her due date for her twins.
Ah, that's exciting.
I know. My sister's pregnant with twin boys, and they're going to chop them out tomorrow.
They're chopping them out tomorrow.
Chop
huh?
them out.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
It's wild because from getting to know your mom over the years, who is a twin, she has two twins. She was expecting you to actually pop twins out,
God,
wasn't she?
Could you imagine? Yeah.
And I didn't think that your sister, because she is, how old is your sister now?
40.
40, yeah. Wow. 40 years old and mm-hmm. twins. That's nuts.
Naturally conceived.
I know. It's just crazy. I didn't think that, you know, she would be the one to pop the twins out. Do you think she'll become your mom's favorite?
Oh, yeah.
You think so?
Because she's done something I couldn't do.
Exactly.
Yeah. And that, you know, my mom has that bond now with my sister because when you're a twin mom,
right?
It's like, you know.
Twin moms. Yeah. Yeah. Because originally she liked her twins the best.
Mm-hmm. Michael and Matthew, my older brothers.
Because you guys didn't have twins.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you went and had two regular babies.
Yeah. Not good enough.
Not good enough. These twins. That's good, though. I think your mom and your sister probably need that.
I was going to say they need that bond.
I think that's what these twins are bringing to their world.
My mom and my sister, for those who don't know, had a very contentious relationship, I would say, for the last 15 years.
Yeah, it's been pretty 15, 40. I was going to go with 40 years. From the sounds of things over the years and talking to your sister and having her on the show and talking mm-hmm. to your mom at least once a week for the last 6 years. Yeah, it's a pretty intense relationship.
So see, if you're not getting along with your mom or dad right now, just get pregnant with twins and all is right in the world.
Well, just get pregnant. You know, you don't have to have twins unless your mom has popped out twins.
Yeah.
Then you got to have that twin bond. If not, you just have a regular old baby
mm-hmm.
and then they'll love the regular old baby and then they'll start doing stuff for you guys again because
you had a regular old baby.
You got a regular old baby, and that grandma wants to be a part of it, and they want to spoil it up.
So there's that. There's that shout out. Now, can we talk about why you were out or no? Is that a whole different?
Yeah, I don't know.
No?
I don't feel like it. No, no.
No. Okay.
Let me think about it. Okay. I don't really want to. I don't really want to.
You don't want to? Okay. That's
I mean, I'll say something.
Yeah.
There was all right. Here's what I'll say. There was a COVID scare possibility that I was around. And to take precautions, I took a couple of days to get tested and all that mm-hmm. kind of stuff. but I'm
and you're negative.
I'm clean. I like to say I'm clean. It makes me sound sexier. You know, no, he's negative. No, he's not. I'm clean.
What was it like, though, being possibly exposed? Like getting that phone call to say you might have been around?
I've been wanting to expose myself to people for years, woo-woo. And the sheer fact that it's taken this long is quite upsetting. It's okay. Like, I just, for me, it's about just respecting people, other people, and you know, the situation that we're in. I'd feel awful if I got somebody sick. You know what I mean? Yeah. But look at me. Clean. Clean as a whistle.
Picture health. By the way, my dad just texted me. Correction. Your sister is 39. Sorry, Joe. He's an attorney. We got to get the facts
Mr.
straight.
Simon. You're his favorite, right?
I don't think I'm anybody's. I don't think, no. Mm-mm,
no, you don't think so?
No. I think there was a time when I was a favorite child because I'm the youngest. I'm the baby.
Yeah.
But I think they're over my ish. Like, I think they're totally, like, the jig is up, Willow. The jig is up. Like, you can no longer play that I'm the baby card.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't seen you play that in a long time. When I first met you, you might have played the baby card every so often.
Yeah.
But you've really grown into a strong, independent woman.
Yeah.
I like it. It's very good.
I would say my sister's come back around. I think my brothers are still number one spot, then my sister, and then I'm last.
Problem with your brothers, though, is they don't hang around the family enough.
No.
For your parents to notice their flaws. You like that? I love talking. Did I just hit something
there? I'm going to put that in a Christmas card.
Put that in the car.
You know, this isn't fair.
Let those brothers of yours know.
You guys are the favorites only because you're not around enough for us to discover your flaws.
Exactly. You and your sister are around all the time. Mm-hmm. So your mom is going to see every single thing wrong with you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right? She'll see what's right, but she'll also see what's wrong. So it's a 50-50 thing.
So when my brothers come to town and they get, you know,
persona non grata.
Yes. Yeah, 6 hours with the family.
Exactly.
It's 6 hours of smiles and laughs.
Exactly. That's why I tell when my sister comes to town, I always tell her, just keep your mouth shut. Because then mom will love you more and you, like, you don't have to put on a charade, a song and dance. You got 2 days in town. Shut up. You know, just hang out. I'm the one that's got to be around her all the time. She's tired of my stuff. You could be the golden child if you just shut your mouth.
Just play the cards right, sister.
Exactly.
It's true.
It's so true. Mm-hmm. It's so true. Family that doesn't come around all that much, they're the best family because nobody knows about all their crap.
My mom and my sister used to always just pick at each other. Go, 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 go. You know, my mom would say, Melissa, your hair's too long. Cut your hair. Melissa, why aren't you wearing lipstick? Melissa.
Oh, even like superficial things that? Your mom picked apart your sister?
Superficial things. Do you know who Peggy Young is?
I understand, but your mom has like two layers to her. Like she has that, like she has to get you ready for the debutante's ball kind of vibe.
Mm-hmm.
But then she also has that, I have to have you be a good person. And you know, that's important to her too. I don't want to just like mommy dearest.
But she would nitpick at my sister, nitpick. Mm. And she would do the same to me, but I would let it roll off my back. So I would pull my sister aside and say like, just ignore her.
And your sister didn't want to hear that from her younger sister.
Yes. Mm. Like I have the ability when people are picking at me, just block it out. Just especially when it's a family member.
Yeah.
I just let it roll off my back, but my sister would just come right back like, you know, UFC fighter.
Yeah, yeah. She was UFC before there was even UFC.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's some fight. I'd pay for that fight pay-per-view, your mom versus your sister. But your sister pregnant. Your sister pregnant versus your mom with the neck brace on. It's like a real professional wrestling match.
He's so good.
So good. You know what? Yeah. I think I'm going to send me a picture of your sister pregnant and your mom, and I think I'm going to Photoshop them in a ring together. We'll put it up on Instagram. All right. Good morning, everybody. Remember, if you've learned anything from this break, don't hang around your family too much because then they'll see that you suck.
Take us with you anywhere.
Anytime I'm not near a radio, I listen to radio.com.
At work, I listen to the radio.com app.
From the sweet spot of the universe.
Mike and Woo Woo in the morning. Woo Woo in the morning. 94.9 The Point.
What is the hot new wellness trend, Woo Woo?
Ooh, this is something we can all get behind, and I love it.
Yeah, you were excited about this story when you walked in today.
Yeah, the new wellness trend that we can all get behind, and it is absolutely free.
Okay.
Eat breakfast in total silence.
Hmm.
Let me repeat that. Eat breakfast in total silence.
And why? And why is that?
Well, if you start each day stressed out, experts are saying try eating breakfast in total silence. A lot of yoga retreats are doing it now.
Yeah.
And they're saying it offers some of the same benefits as meditation. Your heart rate slows down. Your body releases less of the stress hormone cortisol.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, they're saying that, you know, when you wake up in the morning, typically you go down to your kitchen, you turn the TV on, or you sit down and you scroll through your phone, which isn't a very calm way to start the day.
Right.
So clear your head, be present, you know, focus on the breakfast which you are about to nourish your body.
It's interesting.
And get your mind right.
It's interesting because they say, I forget where I read this, but to when you're eating, to eat each individual like piece of food and chew it like fully, like really get into it, almost, you know, eat like a meditation.
Yeah.
And actually taste the food. So many times we're just trying to, like, I don't know, schlop something down and move on to the next thing. But to really sit back and eat like a meditation. And that includes no phone. And so many of us, that's how we have to start our day. You don't have to. I feel like we have to, depending on the time. But before you get here, I usually just sit here for like 5 minutes to 10 minutes and do a little meditation, either here or in the office, just to kind of like, because it's the last time it's going to be really and truly silent.
No, I wake up and I immediately get my phone, go into the bathroom, sit on the toilet, scroll through my phone, get the latest info.
I know.
Then I'm like walking down the steps, scrolling through my phone, in the kitchen, making coffee, scrolling through my phone.
You know what it is? I think we're all trying to get ahead of the game a little bit. Like, you want to be in the know before everybody else.
Yeah.
Or in our case, we want to get our work done because we, so we think like when we get in, we'll be all prepped up and ready to go. But then if we're not really getting quiet and chilling out, we're not processing any of it,
well,
right?
Well, and here's the thing. Again, this is a new article that was published in the New York Times just yesterday. They're saying that if you can't eat breakfast in total silence, like let's say you are a busy mom or a dad and you've got children that you've got to get dressed and ready and they're running through the kitchen.
Put a gag on the kids? Is that what they said?
Lock them in a closet.
Okay.
No, they said try doing it at lunch.
Oh.
Like if you... if you go into an office setting, I don't know how many of you are doing that now, but, you know, if you can at least eat lunch in silence, because, again, think about it. If you go to lunch on your lunch break, let's say you go to Chipotle and you say just shut it all off, whether it's breakfast or lunch, try eating in total silence.
You know, it's also very cool. When I went to a Buddhist retreat, I was in D.C., okay? I went to a Buddhist retreat. It was a day-long retreat. I was there for a gig, and we ate lunch in total silence. And then after the lunch, everybody can like talk about what the monk was talking about.
Oh, wow.
You follow what I'm saying? Like, because you were listening to the monk, okay? And then it's okay, lunchtime, ding, 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 Buddhist people get up. And then you go down into this like kitchenette area or whatever, and you have this, it's like a rec room. And you have your lunch and you eat it very quietly and you have time to contemplate all of the teachings that were coming in. And you're not just running downstairs going, well, I believe this and I believe that. And then you start and you can actually process the information while you're eating because no phones, none of that stuff. And then talk about it with people. It was really, really nice. And that's what I thought about immediately when I read this story, to have those couple of moments to collect yourself. You should try it. You should try it, everybody.
Eat in silence.
Eat in total silence. And even do it with your kids. Think about that. It'll be a reprieve from them being loud. See if they can do it.
I would love. I'm gonna, when my kids come back to me on Friday,
try it.
Saturday morning, hey, Maggie and Miles, we're eating in silence. They will look at me like a chicken with a head cut off.
Just do me a favor.
Like,
put a little like hidden can in the kitchen, okay? Or the dining room, wherever you decide to eat, and film it. And you guys will be sitting there. Just play a little game with it. May turn into a game and watch them giggle.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's called the quiet game. We'll see, though. I mean, I'd love to try it.
All right. All right. Well, there it is. The hot new wellness trend, guaranteed to start your day a little less stressful and take you through the rest of the day a little less stressful. All right. It's Kane Brown on The Point. Good stuff. I might be
better on my It's 94 Seconds of News with Mike and Woo Woo in the morning on 94.9 The Point.
Good morning to you. It is 7:13 and here's Woo Woo with all the news.
Yes, good morning. It is Tuesday, October 27th, 1 week until Election Day. Your point forecast, 69 degrees for your high. Currently 59. A little drizzly, a little foggy out there, but it will warm up. Sun will come out. So, yeah, we are 1 week away until Election Day. And so far, 60 million Americans have cast early votes this far. Not since 1908 have more than 65% of eligible voters actually exercised that right.
Mm.
We highly encourage you, if you can, get out and vote early, because on Election Day lines, they are expecting them to be extremely long. Polls will open next Tuesday. Now, they're still open right now. I want you to don't misunderstand me. But polls will open on Election Day. If you plan on going out November 3rd,
yeah,
if you want to vote on that day, if you're one of those people, November 3rd, polls will open in Virginia at 6 a.m. and close at 7 p.m.
It's exciting. Such a fantastic right that we have.
One of my girlfriends is telling me that there are like places where there are early voters waiting in line up to, you know, 4 or 5 hours, like in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
People are going out. It's like a parade, like cheering everyone on, high-fiving them, passing out snacks to those waiting in line.
That's so cool. It's very cool and comforting to see people waiting in line to vote, as opposed to seeing people waiting in line for a big screen television or a PlayStation 4. You know what I'm saying? Like, usually, mm-hmm, that's what we're doing. We wait in lines on, like, Black Friday and not to do things like vote.
Yeah.
So, hey, God bless and good luck to everybody. I hope y'all win.
Exactly. Moving on this morning, it is official. Amy Coney Barrett has been sworn in as Supreme Court Justice.
The yeas are 52. The nays are 48. The nomination of Amy Coney Barrett of Indiana to be an Associate Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States is confirmed.
Listen to that guy.
Yeah. Yay.
It's confirmed.
It's confirmed. As mayor of the Munchkin City
in the county of the land of Oz. It is confirmed. The wicked old witch is dead.
I wish.
You killed her. I didn't mean to.
Moving on, Halloween is this Saturday. Now, whether you plan on trick-or-treating or not, that's a personal decision that is totally up to you. But 51% of people who normally celebrate Halloween going out trick-or-treating say that they are less likely to do that this year. Staying in and watching scary movies is up 39%. So, yeah, two in three Americans who normally celebrate Halloween still plan to do it this year. The rest are just writing it off as another thing that 2020 has ruined.
Mm-hmm.
But here are four things that they will be doing. So 51% said they will be trick-or-treating. 54% said they will go to a Halloween party.
Mm-hmm.
39% said that they will stay in and watch scary movies. And 30% said that they will decorate their yard.
I put some lights outside my house, orange lights.
So, you did?
Yeah, the other day. Yeah, it's very exciting.
Ooh.
I bought a black light, too. Yeah, put that in the kitchen.
Wow.
Doesn't work good, but well, whatever. It was the thought that counts. Yeah. Trying to get into it a little bit. Got the kids some giant pumpkins from Food Lion.
Mm.
You know the Food Lion pumpkin patch?
Yeah.
You ever been there? It's beautiful.
Really nice.
You just reach into this bucket. It's very simple and cheap. Just trying to get into it, man. And I have a costume.
What are you dressing up as?
You'll find out Friday. I'll dress up Friday. I'm actually really excited about my costume. I never think about a costume until like the day before.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, I was...
You're ready.
Yeah, I'm ready. I was going to be something... Usually I'm something with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I thought this year, my daughter Claire, who's 9, was going to be Lorelai Gilmore. And I was going to be Luke.
Okay.
You know, from the Gilmore Girls. But she's not.
Mm-hmm.
They've gone Harry Potter. And I'm not a Harry Potter guy, so I'll show you what kind of guy I am.
I'll dress up Friday, too.
You will?
Yeah.
You going to be that cat again?
You already know.
Yeah, that's your go-to. You're
I mean,
always
it's so
the cat.
Easy to be a cat. You get ears from Walgreens and some liquid eyeliner.
Yeah, it's good. It's easy.
It's fine.
And then you're not spending any ridiculous money on stupid things.
Well, that's my thing. Like, I went yesterday. I went to Novelties Unlimited and bought this.
Well, I did the tutu.
I bought my tutu.
That's nice. Look at you.
Because it's Tutu Tuesday at Orange Theory Fitness.
It is, isn't it?
So I'm ready.
Cool. All right. Well, I'll see you.
But it took a lot for me to spend money on this. Because I don't like spending money on costumes.
Yeah, stupid things like that, right?
Yeah.
I'll see you, pussycat, on Friday.
Wow.
But who are you going to see? Who am I going to be? You'll find out. I've spent zero money on my costume. I might spend a little bit of money on a wig. On a wig.
Oh.
Not sure yet. Depends on what...
Can you give us a hint? Can you give us a hint?
Okay.
Or would it give it away?
This person,
mm-hmm,
who I'm going to be on Friday...
For Halloween.
Yes. Literally through the 60s and 70s had just a different look every single year of this person's life. And I'm just trying to decide of what look to go with. It's cool, right? Excited.
Oh, that's tough.
Yeah, it's really, really tough. You're not going to get it. And even if you got it, I wouldn't tell you. I haven't told anybody. I told one person. I told my daughter, Marie. She was like, oh, what a great idea. What a great costume for you.
Oh, I can't wait now.
I can't wait to dress up for the first time in a long time. See you this Friday, pussycat. Whoa!
Waking up Hampton Roads and worldwide on the radio.com app.
Get ready! Woo! Tour! And we're doing it better than anybody else alive! Woo!
Mike and Woo Woo in the morning on 94.9 The Point.
Every once in a while, we like to nudge each other and say, yo, what you watching right now?
Ooh.
What you watching right now? Woo Woo watches TV. She never used to watch TV.
Mm-mm.
She does get into some shows. I like that you get into documentaries, too.
Last night, we finally finished, Dan and I finally finished Schitt's Creek.
Did you love it?
Last three episodes, loved it.
Satisfying finale for you?
Extremely satisfying. Cried, laughed.
Oh, that's good.
Everything. That is, I'll rewatch that.
So many times the finales are so lackluster.
No, it was great. Schitt's Creek, two thumbs up. Loved it. I know I'm a little late to the party, but we finished that last night. And over the weekend, we watched on Netflix this Princess Diana in Her Own Words documentary.
I have that on my list, but I haven't gotten to it.
It is so good.
Riveting, would you say?
It is riveting. It's because it's all these private interviews that the royal family didn't know that she was giving to a friend who then came out with this book called Princess Diana in Her Own Words.
Mm.
And at the time when it came out, Princess Di was still alive. The book was extremely controversial. And then when she died, that's when the reporter, her friend, said, you know, this wasn't all hearsay. These weren't rumors that I made up. I've got the tapes to prove it. And so the entire documentary is the recorded tapes of Diana talking about life as a royal, being married. I mean, Prince Charles was... You have to watch it. It's so good.
Was what? In a word.
He wanted a woman who he could have children with. And Diana was all the things. She had grace. She had poise. She had, she was this young virgin. And she had no background, no skeletons in her closet that if she married a royal, they could go dig up.
So it was more of a calculated thing
like
for him.
Like a marriage of convenience. Like he married her. He had the two children, but he was still carrying on this relationship with Camilla Parker Bowles the entire time.
And she became her own woman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And then
amazing.
Tragically, you know, and it takes you through all of that. I mean, she talks about, like, I did not know that Princess Diana tried to kill herself 5 times. She had a very, very deep struggle with mental illness.
Yeah.
And almost to a point where when I was watching it, I was like, wow, like Princess Diana was, I don't want to say struggling with mental illness before we knew it was a thing, but you know, now talking about mental health, it's on the forefront.
Right.
And here she was, and she could have talked about it back then.
Yeah.
And she just didn't.
Well, if she was here, you know.
She probably would.
Yeah, she'd probably be one of those people at the forefront. Because it takes a lot of balls to walk away from something like that, that family. You know, you look what Meghan and Harry did, and they would never have done that if she didn't do it first.
Well, it's funny because when you watch, and again, it's on Netflix, you guys got to pull it up, the Princess Diana, I think it's called In Her Own Words, but she talks, you know, and this is tapes from the 90s, 2000, yeah,
so
the 90s.
Cassette tapes.
Yeah, she talks about, because she passed away in 97, I think it was, I forget when, but she talks about, you know, what she wants for her sons and her children, and she talks about, this is the crazy thing. She talks about how her son, Harry, hates photographers. Wow. At like 7 years old, Harry had come out and said, Mommy, I hate the press. I hate photographers. And now look at Prince Harry. He's like, see you later, London.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's so, I highly recommend that. But what are you watching?
It's interesting. Well, no, I wanted to say to you about this. It's interesting how that kid's grown up.
Mm-hmm.
He's very much like his mom. He's very, he does things in a respectable fashion.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a good heart. And I think that's what you always got from Princess Diana. But then she became an individual, but not an individual in the sense of like a selfish one, an individual that understands that, you know, her thing is she has a platform to be connected to people and do the right thing and help people.
She says it in the documentary. She says it took her 7 years to become comfortable in her own skin.
Yeah.
And then, there's a point where they talk to her about, you know, being a royal.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, you know, I'm not a royal. I'm a person. I'm a humanitarian who cares about other people.
Yeah, I like that. I like that.
Really, I highly recommend that.
Well, I mean, we've talked about it ad nauseum with the whole kings and queens and princes and princes things, and so silly.
It's ridiculous.
It's just a silly thing. I mean, they're just people that live in palaces. They don't really have any.
They don't make the rules.
Power,
no.
Rules or anything like that.
They're like in London. They're celebrities. You know, they're just like figureheads.
Yeah, I mean, they're no different than like Kim and Kanye in America. You know, a little different. They wear white gloves. So I watched, and it's probably not as riveting as what you watched, but I watched it to be a good dad. Have you ever heard of the group Blackpink?
No.
The K-pop group.
No.
They're like one of the biggest groups in the entire world.
Are they like...
They're female BTS.
And what are they called?
Blackpink. Yes.
Okay.
So my daughter... And a lot of teenage girls like this group. All right? See? Here's who they are.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Korean girl group.
Exactly. But, I mean, they sell out everywhere. Mm-hmm. They're huge all over the world right now.
Okay.
So she was really into it, and she wanted me to watch. She's like, will you watch it? You'll be inspired, I promise. And I was like, all right, I'll watch it. And I wasn't inspired, but I did learn a lot. And did you know that these groups, BTS and Blackpink and any other, like any of these K-pop groups, it's like one company signs them all and then puts them through a training process very much like military would, only harder and only wins.
What?
They go through this snake. I'm just going to use these girls as an example. I don't know what the boys do. They literally learn how to act, sing, dance, talk to the press, sing. They learn what kind of personality they're going to be in that group.
What?
It was... I wasn't inspired. I was scared. Okay? I was just scared. At times I felt like, are these girls being held hostage, you know, by this record company? And it's the weirdest thing because as they narrow it down to like, okay, you four are going to be Blackpink. So they put these four girls together, and then it's like a reform school for them alone. It's like next level reform school.
And this is a documentary.
Yes, yes. And I'm making it sound like it's hell on earth, okay? This is not the vibe of the documentary. The vibe is, this is really fun, and, you know, it's great, and we're pop stars, and we're big all over the world. This is my takeaway from it. I was shocked because there's all these dudes, right? All of these dudes sitting in like a studio, almost looks like a dance studio, and they're watching and critiquing every note, every move. And then they have a producer who writes all their stuff for them. I mean, he's writing this. And they're touting this guy as like a genius. Right? And then he's a guy that wears a mask. Okay? He was wearing a mask. I went, oh, this must have been filmed during the pandemic. And my daughter says, no, he always wears that mask.
What?
I was like, oh, Jesus. It's like, that's his thing. Yeah, he's like a former K-pop, before K-pop was big superstar. Now he writes for them. But I'm telling you, man, it was fascinating.
Subtitles?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. But they all speak a thousand languages. Again, these girls are well trained. They speak English. One's from Australia.
What?
And yeah, and she has this like Australian cool Korean kind of accent. I mean, they all have their own style.
I mean, I'm reading all about the best dressed celebrities of the week, from Adele on SNL to Blackpink's Rosé.
Rosé, yes, that's the big one in the group. Rosé.
Wow.
Okay. Fascinating.
I'll have to watch it. This is interesting.
Oh, my wife said they did a song with Lady Gaga. They've done a song. I don't know if it's Hulk. I don't know who it is, but they sing with everybody.
It's not like they knew each other from like some performing arts school.
No, no.
They were all brother.
They're probably hundreds or thousands, and they go through this painstaking American Idol-esque process, but it's only militaristic, it seems to me. I might sound worse than what it is. And then wrote down and down and down. I mean, one of the girls 11 years in this program.
Stop!
11 years of Blackpink. It's like 8 to 11 years they have to be trained. Do you believe that? It's nuts.
Oh, I gotta watch this.
Yeah. But you have to watch it not for the fanfare of it. Watch it like a scientist, like I did. just going like, this is nuts. And they're passionate about what they do. They are unbelievable singers, unbelievable dancers, entertainers. I mean, I was blown away by their talent. Don't get me wrong. Blown away.
Blink, Let the Sky, 2020 documentary film that tells the story of the South Korean group Blackpink as band individual rise.
This is their other big song.
I don't know if I'm like intrigued or concerned.
Could be concerned.
I think I'm concerned.
Yeah. It just felt weird
to me. I mean, I've never committed 8 to 11 years to be anything.
No. No. I mean, and if it's taken that long, really worth it. Apparently, to them, they're living a great life. They're living a great life, and
but
they work hard.
There's a lot of pressure, I think, to be a K-pop group.
Yes.
I think there's a lot behind the scenes that...
What worried me?
If you dive into it.
What worried me, and I said this to my daughter, I was like, how much money are they getting in comparison to the guy that writes the songs and the record people? It just seems...
They're beautiful girls.
Beautiful girls, talented. They could all sing. They all have one's the rapper. Mm-hmm. One's, you know, they all have a thing. But it's not like they were friends before. Mm-hmm. They could be friends now because they're the biggest group in the entire world. It's really easy to be friends when you're the biggest thing in the entire world. What happens when Blackpink is, you know, they're playing the Boathouse? Are they going to still be friends? Are they going to be into that? I mean... You know, did they train them for that in this academy?
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought it was fascinating.
Okay, so that's good. So I'm recommending the Princess Di documentary.
And I'm saying avoid the Blackpink documentary. It will to know. It's Mike and Wu in the morning.
Take us with you anywhere.
Anytime I'm not near a radio, I listen to radio.com.
At work, I listen to the radio.com app on my phone or on the computer.
Radio.com, Google Home, Alexa at pointradio.com or wherever you stream music.
Mornings with Mike and Wu Wu. 94.9.
7:54. The hot new Instagram account that people are loving and they're following very quickly. It just came on and it's got like 346,000 followers.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Miserable_Men. And the gist of this Instagram account, it's pictures of guys shopping with their girlfriends and wives.
Okay, I'm pulling it up right now.
Yeah.
Miserable_Men.
Mm-hmm.
Men that went shopping. It's a pandemic. Slide into the DMs or send photos to miserablemenpics@gmail.com.
Yes. They're taking submissions right now. So if you have one and you would like to go viral, there's a possibility. It's pretty funny. I can't get behind this. I'm a guy that I love to go shopping. Not even just for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like I like to go shopping. With the ladies. I like to go. I'll go shopping with my wife. I'll go shopping. I love taking my daughter Marie shopping. It's a good time.
Mm-hmm.
I've gone shopping with you. I go virtual shopping with you all the time in here. It's such a fun thing.
So you're not one of these guys, though, that complains and sits there and falls asleep or how much longer?
No, not at all. I'm the guy that sits outside the dressing room going, let me see what you got going on there.
Mm.
What's happening here? Nah, it's to this. It's to that. I'll give you an honest assessment. You know what I'm like?
What?
I'm like Joan Rivers from The Fashion Police.
Ah.
Remember that? Remember Joan Rivers?
You like to critique.
Yeah, in a positive way, though. I won't say anything negative.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? If there's something that you're feeling, how you say, not so good about, like you put it on, you're like, I'm not confident with this part of the dress or this one. If I see that it looks good and you're just really downplaying yourself and the dress and the whole thing, I'll let you know. I'll give you the confidence in that moment to buy that dress.
Wow.
That's what I'll do. And if it's not that thing, if it's not that dress, I'll just be like, yeah, you know what? There's better options out there. Nothing hurtful.
Mm.
It's just more, you know what? You should be confident enough to wear that. It's a fun process. And I don't even have to shop for myself. I mean, I like that too at times, but again, where the hell am I going these days? I'm very happy in sweatpants these
days.
So
you're the complete opposite of this Instagram account.
Right.
You're not a miserable man when it comes to shopping.
No, I love it. It's fun.
I mean, I'm scrolling through. Some of the pictures are absolutely hysterical.
They're great. What is it about? Like, what is it about guys in shopping? Why don't they like hanging out and taking their ladies out for a good time?
I don't know.
Making them feel good.
Good question.
Does Butt Doctor like to go shopping with you, clothes shopping?
Yes.
He does, does he? I knew he was that kind of guy. That's why I love that guy. What does he do? He likes to get you sexed up, right, a little bit?
He likes
sexy
to
outfit?
I mean, he's like you. He likes to critique. He likes to see what's going on.
Yeah. Is he a good critiquer? Is he rough?
He's good.
Is he gruff, though? Is he rough? Is he gruff on you sometimes?
No, he's easy.
I like it.
He's easy.
I like it. Yeah.
Especially pre-pandemic when you would go, you know.
Oh, remember those days back in the day when we used to go out to stores and stuff?
He used to come in the dressing room with me.
He did? Has he gone in the dressing room with you for real?
Maybe a couple of times.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of fun. Isn't that cool?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's tough. I think for men, it's just, it's not entertaining for them. A lot of men just aren't into fashion and sitting there and watching their wives or girlfriends try on multiple outfits. You know, to them, they think I could be doing 1,000 other things right now, but here I am at the mall watching my woman try on clothes.
I don't want to brag, but I am so good at it that if there are other women coming out of the dressing room, they'll ask me for an opinion. not even in a creepy way.
Mm-hmm.
They just hear how I'm critiquing the dress, how I'm saying it looks, doesn't. They'll come around and be like, what do you think of this? And be like, what's the occasion? And I'll start asking some questions.
Okay, good for you.
It's like I'm listening, I'm watching, mm-hmm. I know what's going on here.
Well, this is a really good Instagram account.
#NoCreep.
If you want to pass the time and need something new to stare at on your phone, miserable_men.
And if you're a guy out there who isn't into going shopping mm-hmm. with his lady, I would really, I'd embrace it if I was you.
Yeah.
I'd get out there and give it a shot. Be nice. You got to be nice about it. You got to be honest. But there's a nice way to be honest.
Well, and I think too, like, I mean, spend a couple hours with your wife or girlfriend shopping and I'm not saying, you know.
Pays dividends, right?
You know, you shouldn't do it just to receive something in return, but you might get something in return.
You might get something in return. You can't go in with the intention of wanting to get something. Yeah. You just got to let it happen. You got to let it flow. You got to really enjoy yourself because it could be a fun process. It could also be like if you're shopping for a cocktail dress, it could be a sexual process.
Yeah.
A very sexy one. You'd be like, I don't know. I think you should go a couple inches shorter. You know what I mean? I don't think those heels are high enough. You know?
Could be fun.
I like the way the other heels. Prop your butt up. Yes. Why wouldn't you say that?
This makes me miss shopping, though.
Yeah.
This makes me miss going and trying on clothes.
Yeah, a little foreplay while you shop. That's what that is. Verbal foreplay.
Ooh.
Verbal.
I mean, some of these pictures are absolutely. There's a man asleep.
Yeah, it's sad.
It's 94 Seconds of News with Mike and Woo Woo in the Morning on 94.9 The Point.
8:13, it's Woo.
Yes, good morning. It is Tuesday, October 27th, and we are just 1 week away from Election Day. Can you believe it?
I believe it.
1 week, November 3rd, that is the big day. Your point forecast today, 59 currently in downtown Norfolk, 69 for a high, foggy, wet, and rainy. Should see some sun this afternoon. But yeah, 60 million Americans have cast early votes this far. Not since 1908 have more than 65% of eligible voters actually exercised that right to vote.
Uh-huh.
I voted early a couple weeks ago, and I was telling a whole bunch of friends. I said, it took me longer to park my car in downtown Norfolk and walk to City Hall and vote than it did to actually vote. I mean, it was the fastest process.
How cool is that, though?
Really awesome. Have you voted early yet?
No, I have this week. I'm going to do it. I could still go up to the treasury. Mm-hmm. I just didn't want to do it. Like, I was going to go over the weekend, but every time I went by, the line was ridiculous. So I figure my hours are a little more lenient.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
I can go when everyone's at work.
Well, I want to pull up this poll because I posted it on our Instagram page. I asked, have you voted early? 47% of you said yes.
Wow.
53% said no.
I think some people love the fanfare of Election Day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they like to go down there. They like to be hassled. They like to argue with people. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying. I'm one of those people. Trust me. Like, I was like, ooh, I don't want to vote early because I like doing it day of. Like, I like to be a part of the fun.
The excitement.
And now I feel like I'm missing the party on November 3rd.
Nah, you're not missing no party. Because a lot of people who would have normally gone to the party, I think they voted. So,
yeah.
Who knows? But they'll still be there. I think the people left are just going to be the people that want to fight.
Yeah.
So they're all going to show up, and they won't, you know, they won't drag anybody who doesn't want to fight into the fight. Hey, by the way, I know, you probably didn't do this story, but how about Barron Trump's COVID-19?
Oh, COVID-19.
Donald Trump said, and I quote, Barron had COVID-19 for 15 minutes.
I know. I wasn't going to say anything.
I didn't think one human being can get over COVID quicker than Trump did. But the other human being was...
Barron.
His offspring.
Super Barron. Oh boy, speaking of the White House, it is official. Amy Coney Barrett has been sworn in as Supreme Court Justice. This happened last night. There was a ceremony, but before the ceremony, there was the vote, and here's the results.
The yeas are 52, the nays are 48. The nomination of Amy Coney Barrett of Indiana to be an Associate Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States is confirmed.
It's confirmed.
As mayor of the Munchkin City.
That doesn't sound like him. That guy stinks.
Yeah.
That is a terrible announcement. I like how they do it in England. You know, their trumpets and the hear he, hear he's. Where the hear
Let's
he,
move
hear
on.
He
I don't
is.
Want to talk politics this anymore.
I'm talking politics. I'm talking proper announcements. If you're going to get somebody to announce something, mm-hmm. you know, like an entrance, yeah. you know. Right. Where are the Michael Buffers of the world? You know what I'm saying?
Finally, this morning, we have Halloween coming up this Saturday. Really exciting, or not, because 20's ruined a lot, and it looks like 2020 is going to take Halloween with it. 51% of you who normally celebrate Halloween the traditional way by trick-or-treating are saying that they will not be trick-or-treating this year. 39% of you will be staying in and watching movies. Mm. Some of you might have a Halloween party.
Yes. Yes.
I don't know. I went and bought my daughter blue hair dye yesterday because she's going to be a blue M&M.
Oh, that's cool.
She's with her dad. Like, this is the thing. When you get divorced, it's like it's her dad's year to have them for trick-or-treating, but it's my weekend, but...
Hey, look at it like this. He got him during the... You didn't. You won't. You'll get him.
I don't know.
Yeah, I know what you mean, though. It's weird.
I think I'm just going to put my kids in the middle of the street and throw candy at them.
It's not a bad idea. Why don't you hide it in the backyard? Bury it in the backyard.
One of my friends is going to wrap candy in, like, glow-in-the-dark tape.
That's
fun. And then throw it all over the backyard and have the kids go find it.
That's a good time. I was thinking of doing like a treasure hunt.
Mm-hmm.
Like a buried treasure hunt.
Yeah.
But like what you do is you make a treasure map a la Goonies style. You know, maybe I'll hide it up in the attic and they can go look for it. And then it'll take them all around the neighborhood and they'll get little hints.
Yeah.
And I can't bury it around the neighborhood, but I can bury it in my backyard. So just take them around the neighborhood for like an hour only to know that the candy is buried in the backyard. Could be kind of fun.
I still like a Mardi Gras float. You know, like just driving down the street and throwing candy at people standing on the...
That's a good time, too. You know. I mean, I haven't seen anybody naked in a while, so this could be...
Your shot.
Could be really fun. Could be really, really fun. Yeah.
It's going to be an interesting Saturday, to say the least.
My kind of Halloween. Yeah. Mm. Hey, coming up next, I want to talk to you a little bit about what's going on outside of our building. It's that time of year when it gets really, really buggy.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't expect it to be this buggy. You know what I'm talking about out in the parking lot?
I do.
Okay. We'll talk about bugs next on The Point.
Waking up Hampton Roads and worldwide on the radio.com app.
All right, all right.
It's Mike and Woo Woo in the morning on 94.9 The Point.
We have a infestation. Outside the radio station. I think inside the radio station a little bit, too. You know those little water bugs?
Mm-hmm.
I think they're cockroaches, but I think we dress it up with the... It's a water bug to not make it as bad.
No, it's cockroaches.
Do you have those in your house?
I do not have them in my house, no.
Yeah. Those things run rampant all over Virginia Beach. Those cockroaches.
I think we're on a slab here, so I think that they... It's
like
easy
that?
For them to come in.
Oh, they like that,
But
huh?
I've got an issue outside my car, and come to find out, you know, I'm in the studio this morning talking to Mike about it, and Mike's like, me too!
That's right, me too.
So when we come into work here in the morning, we park in the back of the building. Because of COVID, our boss, our management, wants us all to enter and exit out the same door.
Okay.
So I normally park out front, and now I've been parking in the back. And I pull my car into an area, and Mike pulls right beside me.
Yeah, we're kind of off to the left of the back of the building, mm-hmm. only because for a very long time, they were always doing like some kind of construction work in one of the other buildings that neighbor us, and we would get flat tires. Everybody here would get flat tires all the time, so we stopped parking
mm-hmm.
in this general vicinity. But now we have a whole new issue.
Big issue. So last week, I come home from work, and I'd been noticing like, one or two ants in my car, and I thought, like, well, first and foremost, I keep my car very, very clean.
Yeah.
Like, I vacuum it. I always throw trash out. There's no crumbs. There's no, like, yes, my kids eat in the car, but I'm always meticulous to pick up the crumbs, pick up the goldfish bags, throw them away.
Yeah, let me preface this story also with I don't. Okay, now go on.
So I see like one or two ants a couple weeks ago crawling in my car, and I think, well, maybe it's from, you know, just being outside at softball or soccer. They got to the bottom of my kid's shoes, or they got in like a gym bag, something. And then on Thursday, I get home from work and I pull into the driveway and I go inside, I do my thing, and then I come out to go take Miles to soccer practice.
Yeah.
And it is 5 o'clock, and I am not joking when I say the entire left side of my car is covered in ants.
Yes.
Swarming. Now, they are not on the interior. They're on like the frame of the car. They're on the door. They're crawling up the window. They're coming out of the engine.
Oh, trust me. If they're there, they're in the interior too, somewhere.
They're trailing down the left side of like the door panel of my car into the trunk. Like, they are just everywhere.
So when you have ants outside the car, okay, and you finally get inside the car, are you scratching yourself the whole time? Do you have the itchies the entire time?
Yes, like I'm wiggling, I'm freaking out, like I'm going crazy. So I call up Dan, and Dan very kindly comes over to, because, you know, he thinks like Mary Kelly's over exaggerating. Comes over and he's like, holy crap. He's like, this is bad.
It's really bad.
This is really bad.
Mm-hmm.
So then I call the Honda dealership. I call Priority Honda. Like, is there anything that you guys can do? Because in my head, I'm thinking, like, there is an animal that has died in my car, and these ants are going towards it.
Or what I would think is they've built an anthill somewhere in the bowels of this car.
Yeah.
Because I had the same exact problem. And I didn't want to say anything because I thought it was just me. Like, I thought, like, oh, man, I really got to clean my car. This is bad.
Yeah.
I thought it was coming from something maybe near my house. I thought, because it was happening for a little while now.
Mm-hmm.
But right between where we park, there is a few anthills. Not a few. There's a good amount of anthills. And when I tell you, the whole driver's side, it's all I saw. It's a white minivan, which is just shameful in itself for a 43-year-old man to drive around, but now covered in ants.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And a few of them got in.
Mm-hmm.
They're in.
Well, we went to soccer, and the whole time I'm freaking out. And then I take the kids through the car wash. We go through the car wash, and I'm thinking this will wash all the ants away. No, it only brought them out from the cracks and produced more ants.
Wow.
So then we went immediately to a little like Taylor's Do It Center on Collie Avenue. And Dan's like, you got to get the ant gel. You got to get like the gel that you wipe so that they carry the little gel back to their little nest.
Ah, he is so smart.
So I bought the spray, and then I bought these little traps. And yeah. I think I've killed them all, but I'm no longer, like, I'm breaking whatever management tells us. I'm not parking out back anymore.
No, I think I'm going to join you up front. I think I'm going to enter from the front of the building from this point forward. I moved my car today because when you told me about your ant issue, it made me feel better because it's not just my car. It's your car. It's my car. They're in there now.
I mean, I've never seen anything like it.
No, it was crazy. It was crazy.
And I wanted to document it. Like, I wanted to take a video of it, but I'm like, not only was I embarrassed, it was terrifying.
Yeah, it's embarrassing because you think, first of all, it's you.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not just you. It's you and me both where we park, because we park under like a tree and... Yeah. It's a whole thing. And it's that time of year, too, where these you-know-whats come out of the woodwork. These ants, there's spiders everywhere right now.
Well, I have ant spray in my car.
So do I.
And I have three traps, if you would like them. I'll give you three traps.
I'll take all three, huh?
You can put all three in there.
You know, that's your house being infested. I'm thinking about getting a plan for the minivan. Because that's what it feels like. Because there's so much room in there, especially with the seats down. It's like having a living room in the back. I'm afraid to go back there.
I'm just happy it wasn't just me.
No.
Like, when you said this morning that the ants were in your car, too.
Yeah.
I mean, even my neighbor, Michael, walked over, and he was like, holy crap.
Yeah, they're somewhere in there, dude. They're somewhere. And right now, they're waiting. Trying to wait this out.
Well, I sounded like an idiot calling the Honda dealership, like, I have an ant infestation. And I was like, it's not in the interior. It's not the carpet. These aren't like crumb ants.
Yeah.
These are like different ants. And the guy was like, yeah, ma'am. He's like, you can spray for it, but that's not really what we do.
I actually sprayed the full inside of the minivan.
Wow.
And just let it sit there. Because, I mean, there was a few that got in, but again, I know they're somewhere in a crevice. I know they're there.
They're in a crack somewhere.
They're in a crack and they're waiting
Hopefully
to get
we're not
me.
The only ones who, maybe if you've had this issue and you can help us, yeah. If ants have infested your car.
Have they gotten in the cracks of your car?
I feel like they're in the cracks of my body.
Right. They do. It feels like that. Once mm-hmm. one gets on you or yeah. once one gets Ugh. In, it does. It feels that way.
Who made ants? Who even said, like, let's have, like, who created ants? God? Who do I blame? It's such a dumb insect.
Yeah.
An
they,
ant.
They created it created everything.
Like, what is the purpose of an ant? What purpose do they serve? Like, spiders, I understand their purpose.
Yeah, they get the ants, right? And the flies and
I don't
stuff
understand the purpose of an ant.
I don't know. Maybe find out. We'll find out. Not today, though. It sounds like a lot of work.
The purpose
Google it really
of
quick.
An ant.
Google it really quick. I'm curious to know the purpose of an ant.
I mean, just
there's
to
gotta
annoy
be a purpose behind it, right?
There's gotta be a reason. I mean, there's a reason for everything, right?
Oh, sure.
Come on.
Sure.
Phone. Nothing's working right now. The ants have gotten in my iPhone.
Have they?
Hang on. What?
The cracks
is
of your iPhone?
The purpose.
You know, we sound like crackheads. That's
ant.
What we sound like right now.
What is the purpose of an ant? Ants act as decomposers by feeding on organic waste, insects, or other dead animals. They help keep the. Oh, man. I'm sorry, ants.
What do they do?
They help keep the environment clean. I'm sorry.
Oh, so ants. Yeah,
you guys are good. Never mind. I'm sorry I killed you, but get out of my car.
Oh, they're not doing anything for the environment in your car. Think about that.
Oh, geez, I'm a jerk.
What else do they do?
Ants. Frontline workers of the insect family.
Yeah.
I apologize.
Yeah.
Can we live without ants? Entomologists and ecologists argue that we literally can't live without them.
We can't live without ants. We can't live without ants. Unbelievable.
They outnumber humans by 1.5 million to one.
Yeah. 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 We don't have long. 2021. The humans are taken over by the ants.
What would happen if ants went extinct? Lots of plants would die. Lots of animals would die.
We need them. Sorry. Just not in our cars. All right, ants, let's come to a mutual understanding.
I apologize to the ant population.
And kids, who says you don't learn anything on the Uncle Michael and Auntie? We'll nothing about ants. Good. That was good, Woo Woo. Good job.
Thanks.
All right, let's get out of here.
Thank you for listening to the Mike and Woo Woo podcast. You the best.
Yes, thank you all so much for listening to the Mike and Woo Woo podcast. You can find us live on the radio every day on 94.9 The Point.
Or on the radio.com app, or head to pointradio.com and download the podcast for free.
That's right. It's a lot of fun. And we can also be found on Instagram at Mike Powers Live.
And at woo_949.
Cheers.
Mike and Woo Woo in the morning, 94.9 The Point.